Do you ever find yourself with family or good friends and, you know, you're so excited to be together and spend time together and next thing you know, you're all buried in your phones or the kids are watching the iPads or TV and you realize, yeah, we're spending time together, but we're not even connecting at all?
Well, the reality is sometimes you don't have anything to talk about.
Raven, producer John, they are stressing now more than ever that you should create topics and questions for whenever you're in a situation where the conversation ends. So this is great for parents or friends. Like, it's a random list of questions that they have created that they say will always spark a conversation. So we put it to the test because I was like, if I just start randomly asking these questions when I'm with my kids or with my husband, they're going to look at me like I'm crazy.
This is the hard part for me too, is my wife is crafty.
Okay.
So she always knows that I have some sort of stupid motivation.
Right.
And so then will she play along, will she not?
So Raven, producer John, producer Sean, and I all hit our phones and tried these topic conversations, and I'll post the whole list on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. Raven, how do yours go?
I asked my wife what was her favorite thing to play.
What's your favorite thing to play? Not music, like a game. What's your favorite game to play?
Probably Monopoly.
It's because you always win.
I mean, because I'm good at it.
It's because you cheat.
You wish I was just cheating.
My wife is a cheater at Monopoly.
I mean, that didn't so much start a conversation. I felt like it was starting an argument for a moment there. That's kind of...
Well, you have to understand the dynamic in my household with my wife.
Like, that's just how it is.
Well, I mean, that's the Monopoly dynamic in general. You're always getting into a fight.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's right. Maybe the question was not good enough for me. Maybe that was not a question that fit my family. You're right, because we are highly competitive, and there's a bit of an accusation involved every time.
What's something that you're really good at?
No, you can't put that on the radio.
You're feeling naughty before Girls Weekend.
I was talking about drinking.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's something I'm good at.
This is uncomfortable. This is very uncomfortable.
I'm pretty sure that's why some people stay friends with me.
If you think you're uncomfortable, John, just look at Anna's face.
just
look at Anna's face.
I can't.
She was all mouthy last night because she's going away for Girls Weekend this weekend.
It's making it worse, man.
Yeah.
All right. Then I asked her what she wanted to be when she grew up.
It's adult stuff. What do you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, I definitely should have been a private investigator or something. That ship has sailed.
It's funny, when I think about being a private investigator, the first thing I think about is eating junk food in a car for stakeouts.
It's truly actually the first thing. It's the most appealing part of that job to me.
First thing I thought of when she said that was, she is in your phone every time you're not looking.
Yes.
Right?
Well, yes.
100%.
She has the codes.
Yeah. So, producer John, you were at a bar and decided to try these conversation topic breakers to see what would happen.
That's exactly right.
I actually know. You know what? I need to laugh. Tell me something that made you laugh today.
Tell me something that made you laugh today. What did you do to make me laugh?
Such a cop-out on the conversation. All he does is just flip it around on me. He's like, I don't know, when's the last time you made me laugh? You make me laugh.
That's a good bartender move.
He tasked me with, like, an assignment. It's terrible.
This question, I didn't even understand why it was on the list. I feel like it would be so boring.
All right, those Tennessee hot wings. What do you think the ingredients in those were?
Honey, jalapenos, bourbon?
Yeah, I feel like I taste a bourbon.
A little bourbon. But they were a little sweet.
I mean, asking people, what do you think are in the ingredients of the thing we just ate, seems like a strange question.
Right. I'm just going to put it out there. Sometimes there's people that you would rather just have silence than to ask them what they thought was in the meal. I mean, this is some superficial, like, what's the weather like?
Who's that woman?
Stuff going
She's
on
like,
here.
Honey, jalapenos, I guess.
Yes. No.
So unamused.
I'll tell you, she is clearly bored.
Yes. All right. Did I have any better luck? It's coming up next. How do you spark meaningful conversations when you're with your friends and family?
Yeah.
You ever like fight for time? You're like, I need to spend more time with my kids. I need to spend more time with my family and friends. And then you finally get that time. Everybody's buried in their phone and there's kind of just like a silence.
You're like, lame.
Yeah. But now it's the thing is asking random questions to initiate conversation with your family. And it's supposed to bring everybody closer together. So producer Sean, I know you did this with your girlfriend, Rachel. Mm-hmm. Now, we hid the phones while we were recording this. We all did this to see what their natural reaction would be.
Might I add, which was one of the toughest things to do, just because Rachel, like, anytime I ask questions like this, she automatically assumes I'm doing something for our job.
Yeah, right.
Babe, who did you have fun with today?
That's a baby. You. When you're not asking stupid questions.
Are you in bed? Right. Why are you talking? babe.
But they sound like they're sideways. They sound like they're laying down, right?
Do you have the phone in between your knees?
I was like laying like my phone and head under the pillow, just like close enough so you could hear us.
Right.
Yeah. But like, again, I had to be sneaky sneaks about this because I tried it at dinner. She was like, what are you doing? I tried it like when she got home from work. She's like, what are you doing?
Right, so you can't do it when they first walk in. Yeah. It's going to be pandemonium.
Like, wait till she's tired.
It's also because they're so used to the awkward silence and being in your phone and not having conversation too, which is the reason why these are trending so much.
If you could be any animal, what would it be and why?
Oh, you already know which animal I'm
going to
say.
Is it a capybara?
It's a cat. Because they're so cute and they're friendly and they get along with all the other animals. So I'd have a lot of animal buddies.
I mean, what kind of animal is this?
Capybara.
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 Are you going to Google it?
Oh, yeah.
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 Right. I thought I would try it with my daughters.
Oh, this big rodent.
Yeah, basically.
It's a big rodent? That's
like
what it is?
It's a massive like a giant rat almost.
Oh. I tried with my kids. And, you know, I got to be honest, this really works better with children. We've been trying this with all adults, but kids, for some reason, don't think it's weird when a parent asks things like this. So I was making dinner with Hayden. Hayden is my 14-year-old, and we were in the kitchen making pizza, and I just set up my phone on the counter, and she had no idea it was recording.
Hayden, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
I would probably want to be able to read people's minds.
Read people's minds?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to know what people think. I wonder, like, if they're thinking about me.
Oh, weirdo.
But, like, what if they're thinking about me? Like, I want to know. But if I had another power, I would want to be able to, like, move things with my mind.
Yeah. Okay. Listen.
So then I, like, don't have to get up.
Yeah, she's lazy.
I'm not a doctor, but when you ask these deep questions of your daughter and she gives you an answer and actually engages with you, it's not a good idea to call it stupid, whatever her answer is.
Creepy. I want to know if people are thinking about me. I don't know.
I mean,
it's
I think that's a
teenage thing.
It is a teenage thing, right? Because there'll be a time where she's like, I don't care what anybody thinks.
Yeah. Now, Dakota, we're having dinner. She's literally just running around with food in her mouth.
Yeah.
And I just grab her for a second, right, with my phone in my back pocket.
Dakota, I know you're eating your dinner. Can I ask you a question? If you had $1 million, what would you do with $1 million?
Oh, I would get so much stuff with it. Like some more paper or something. Yep.
Paper? How much paper are you going to buy with $1 million?
14 out of 10.
14 out of 10. Yep. Anything else you'd get with your $1 million?
No.
No,
that's it. I'm going to get a lot of papers. Oh, by the way, the rodent can grow to be 100 pounds.
Oh, good. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains September 15th through the 18th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.